guys. It isn't the tournament they want to be in, no question, but they are making the most of the tournament that they are in.
What they've done is they've left their disappointment from the way they played against Ohio State in that first half and losing to the Buckeyes, their disappointment from not getting into the NCAA tournament. They've taken that and fueled this run in the NIT because they didn't want to end the season on that sad note, almost embarrassing note in the Big Ten tourney, and we've seen them be very competitive, different players stepping up at different times, which is always encouraging.
Yeah, especially that Oregon game, certainly Max Klesmann hitting a big three, Chucky Hepburn hitting a big three. You know, in that game, it looked like they were on the edge of being down for the count, but then they rallied, they got the stops, they made the plays that they had to make at crunch time.
As a prelude to just about every game of late, I've said the same thing, and the obvious statement that it just feels like Connor Assegent's ready to break out of it a little bit. So I took that question and I posed it to Sejan leading to this tournament out here in Vegas. I said, what's the deal? Do you have an idea of what's going on with your shot? I mean, he's 3 of 20 from the arc the last 20 shots. And he said, he feels like it's been a hand thing. An adjustment with his thumb and fingers will make all the difference in the world. He said he's very close to figuring it out. Well, we watched practice here yesterday. He figured it out yesterday against the scout team.
Yes, he did. Now see if he can figure it out against a team that's pretty good at taking away the three-point shot. Team shooting just 30% against North Texas, and they have trouble getting a lot of shots, as a matter of fact, against the Mean Green. It is a team that's pace is 363 out of 363, but Grant McCaslin even mentioned yesterday in the media availability that they've picked it up a little bit, and as Greg Gard said, they will pick their spots, much like Wisconsin does. So it could seem like they're lulling you to sleep, but be careful not to be fooled by it.
Last time the Badgers played in this building, this venue, Orleans Arena, they scored 48 points in the second half. That might be enough to win today. That was against Arkansas. They trailed the Hogs like by 11 points at halftime. Outscored them 48-30 in the second half. They lost the first game of the Las Vegas Invitational to Creighton and Doug McDermott, who had 30 points. That was in 2012.
Yes,
Vegas,
sir,
though, has been very good to Wisconsin over the last four athletic events, 3 in basketball, 1 in football, 4-0.
Yeah, that Maui Invitational in Las Vegas last year, that was a springboard. All those guys talked about it, and a team that ended up winning a piece of the Big Ten Championship. Jeff Clark, Darren George, Kelly Pfeiffer are your officials. Thomas Nunez is the standby. Here is the Badgers and the traveling Cardinal in the white trim, North Texas in the home whites and the green trim. And we're about set to go. And we'll tell you again, this arena, it is lightly attended, but thank goodness for Badger fans. No fans like Badger fans. They are well represented here in New Orleans for this semifinal game.
Tyler Wall played especially good in that Maui Invitational, the relocated Maui Invitational. He made the all-tournament team,
didn't he?
He was
terrific.
And he finished strong against St. Mary's.
Yeah, you know, Johnny Davis certainly got on the national scene, but Tyler Wall as well was exceptional. So it'll be Mulai Sissoko and Stephen Crow ready to jump center. And the toss and tap will belong to nobody yet. Out of bounds it goes, and they will point Wisconsin's way. And this NIT semifinal game is underway. From our vantage point, the Badgers will move to our left. And here we go. Chucky Hepburn will bring it up. Against this Mean Green defense that is man-to-man. Tyler Wall on the right wing against Aaron Scott. Hepburn throws to Assegin, flips to Klesmann left wing, bounces to Crow, draws the double. This Crow skips it to Hepburn, snaps off a three right side and nails it. Chucky Hepburn brought to you by Stephen Crowell to open up the scoring. Good job by Stevie getting out of that double team and finding the open man. Opening minute, 3-0 Wisconsin. Mean Green moving to our right. And here's Kai Huntsbury, right of the lane, goes up right hand, missed it short, a rebound Crowell. And here comes Hepburn up the left sideline of the front court is Chucky Hepburn. Huntsbury defending Hepburn, a throw to Crow. He is with Sissoko. Gives off to Asijan, matched up with Perry. Now Klesmet, left-hand dribble, drives in the lane. Pivots, firing over Reuben Jones. Nothing but net for Klesmet. And it's 5-0 Wisconsin, a minute gone by.
Jones is probably their best defender, too, and Klesmet was able to get separation.
He was on the all-defensive team in Conference USA. Here's Perry, open three, left corner, back rim, no good. Rebound, Tyler Wall. Out to Hepburn, and Chucky brings it up. 5-0 Wisconsin, a little more than a minute gone by. Hepburn wheels around a Crow screen, left corner, throws to Stevie, hands it back to Hepburn. Chucky left of the lane, kills the dribble, goes into Tyler Wall. Wall draws the double off the left block, gets it to Crow, feeds Hepburn, 12 to shoot. Klesmet right side, he'll kick it to Seagent, right corner three, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped and gathered by Reuben Jones of North Texas. 5-0 Wisconsin, a minute 40 gone by. Huntsberry throws left corner for Perry, tries a three and drains it. He's a 42% shooter from distance, and Tyler Perry gets the mean green on the board. 5-3 Wisconsin, a minute 55 into the game. Crowell on the right wing, gets it into a posting Asijan, right block, turns, goes up and in. Asijan, the 6'4 guard, able to post, and it's 7-3 Wisconsin, 2:05 gone by. Ty Huntsberry to the front court, leads it for Reuben Jones. He is against Connor Asijan. Jones on the left-hand dribble. Now Hepburn hedging, a throw right side, Perry, wide open three, right side off the left side, iron, no good. Crowell the rebound. And here comes Tyler Wall on the dribble, right sideline of the front court for the Badgers. Wall throws to Crow at the top. Stevie directing traffic, gives off to Klesmet, top of the circle. Max to the line, left lane line, kicks to Hepburn, flips a three left corner, nailed it again. Two threes early for Hepburn, 10-3 Wisconsin, 2:40 gone by.
The key on that possession, the dribble penetration by Klesmet.
Reuben Jones on the dribble against Connor Asijan. Now Hepburn on the switch. Jones lost the handle, got it back, flips to Huntsberry between the arcs. Huntsberry against Max Klesmet. Huntsberry right lane line, inside Sissoko, low on the left, up and in. Nice find, Mulai Sissoko the bucket. 10-5 Wisconsin, 3 minutes gone by. Klesmet to the front court of the right wing, loops around a crawl screen, throwing to Hepburn at the top of the circle. Hepburn again around a Stephen Crowell screen, flips it back to Crowell, and it's wide of the target. Stevie runs it down, gives off to Asijan. Connor left of the lane, into Wall, off his hands, lost it out of bounds, turnover Wisconsin. 10-5 Wisconsin, 16:40 left in the half.
We've heard so much about North Texas and pounding the ball and taking its time on offense and the deliberate style. They've been shooting pretty early on the clock.
They have. Remember, Grant McCaslin was saying yesterday that they've turned it up a little bit in some recent games. You know, Huntsberry will walk into the front court. Ty Huntsberry, senior out of New Orleans. Loops it to Reuben Jones, high on the right against Asijan. Sissoko sets the screen, hedging his crowd. Jones left-hand dribble, throws to Perry, right side, quick catch and shoot is good. And Tyler Perry with two threes, 10-8 Wisconsin. 3:45 gone by. Hepburn two threes, Tyler Perry with two threes. Tyler Wall, top of the circle for Wisconsin. Aaron Scott with a tight D. Wall puts it on the deck. Right lane line, throws it up and out. No good, but a foul. And Tyler Wall will go to the free throw line. Aaron Scott with his first foul.
I would guess that for both Tyler Wall and Stephen Crowell, they've seen so much of this suffocating defense and ball pressure this year. This is nothing new to them, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, the doubles especially. Yeah, seen a lot of that.
And then seeing Wall there just put the ball on the floor and getting to the rim was also another positive.
I saw him do that a lot pre-ankle injury. Tyler Wall at the free throw line, and he'll convert the first. The Badgers in this NIT better than 84% at the foul line. And even a bigger sample size over the last 10 games, 78%. It has been a roller coaster. The team started well at the line, then went through a prolonged period where outside of a siege, and they really struggled.
You could say the same with Tyler Wall and his chart. He's, what, now 10 out of 12 from the stripe in these NIT games.
Hit the first free throw. Second one coming up for Wall on the way, and it's short, no good. And the rebound of Matthew Stone, who just checked into the lineup, gives off to Jaden Martinez. Stone, a 6'4 sophomore. Martinez, a 6'7 fifth-year senior. 4:05 gone by. It's 11-8. Wisconsin leads North Texas. And Tyler Perry standing dribble at the center circle against Hepburn. Going to Kai Huntsberry, high in the right. He's with Klesman around a Martinez screen. Huntsberry drops it back to Martinez, tries a three right of the circle, off the rim, no good. Crowell the rebound. Outlet left sideline to Hepburn. Chucky to the front court against Perry. Hepburn throwing to Wall, left of the lane. He's with Matthew Stone. Wall finds the Seagent, fakes the three, now takes the three, left side, book it. Connor is Seagent with his first triple. He has five early points, 14-8 Wisconsin, 15-18 left in the half.
Shot fake made all the difference in the world for Connor Seagent.
Badgers 5 of 6 to begin the game. North Texas 3 out of 7. Perry with a couple of those makes behind the back on the dribble. Around a ball screen for Martinez. Throws it to Martinez, top of the circle. Back out to Perry. Left foul line extended. Feed Stone. Lost the handle. Got it back. Got cut to the floor by Seagent trying to run down the loose ball. And the foul on Connor will be his first as we have our under 16 media timeout. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 14:59 left of the first half. Wisconsin 14, North Texas 8. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with the 11% off everything. Update your home with high quality and unique sliding barn doors from Colonial Elegance. Give your home an updated look with doors for any room in the house. Get a ready to finish interior pine barn door for only $99.99 after 11% rebate. Good through April 2nd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. And American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content features and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. 14:59 left in the first half. Wisconsin 14, North Texas 8.
Chucky Hepburn was 3 of 17 from the three-point line in the NIT games. 4 of 23 over the last four games, made his first two threes. I've got to believe that the fact that everyone has been talking about Tyler Perry and the type of marquee scorer that he is affects the mindset of someone like Chucky Hepburn. In fact, he admitted as much after Wisconsin played against Darius McGee and Liberty. McGee scored 31 in that game. What'd Chucky do? He had 27.
I talked to Chucky yesterday after their practice. I said, how are the rims here? I mean, this place is, it's nice enough. It's a small venue. And he said, it's actually not bad. They weren't crazy about him in Eugene. He said, they're pretty nice here. And he's hit a couple of threes early on, as has Tyler Perry. It'll be North Texas ball. Matthew Stone will inbound, front court sideline left. 5:01 gone by, 14-8 Wisconsin out in front. Inbounds pass to Reuben Jones, picked up by Connor Seagent. Out between the arcs, a pass for Huntsberry, refeeds Jones, screen for Martinez, Jones moving left, screen and roll, Martinez low on the right, goes up, knocked away, foul is called. Boy, getting there was Carter Gilmore, but the foul will be assessed, it looks like, to Max Klesman. And that'll be the first on Max. Jaden Martinez, who averages about 4.5 points a game, 6'7", fifth-year senior. He is 21 of 33 this year at the foul line. North Texas over its last six games, better than 85% at the foul line. First free throw is good for Martinez.
A mature player, spent 4 years at New Hampshire before transferring to North Texas.
Yeah, scored more than 1,100 points there, as a matter of fact. Jordan Davis in for Connor Asijan. Second free throw coming up for Martinez on the way, and that rattles out no good. Gilmore the rebound. There's Gilmore, Davis, Hepburn, Wall, and Klesman out there for Wisconsin. A little backcourt resistance. Jones knocked away a pass from Wall. Tyler got it back and whipped it across half court to Carter Gilmore. 14-9 Wisconsin with 14:30 left in the first half. Hepburn against Huntsberry. At the center circle, Huntsberry getting into Chucky a little bit. On the dribble is Hepburn. Now drives to the cup. Layup too strong. No good. And a whistle. It goes out of bounds. It'll belong to North Texas.
Well, Hepburn had Huntsberry beat off the dribble but couldn't finish on the glass.
Just too strong with that drive.
Often when we see Chucky take a tumble after a shot, it means he's not on balance.
Exactly. 14-20 left in the half. 14-9 Wisconsin. By Huntsberry. Brings it up the floor. A man from the Division II program, University of Marion, North Dakota. Gives off to Reuben Jones on the right side. Jones against Davis. Jones left-hand dribble. Throws it to Stone, left corner. Brings it back out front. Feeds Jones. Gets it to Perry. High on the right. 10 on the shot clock. Perry against Hepburn. Perry gets a screen. Moves to the right. Throws it top of the circle. Martinez. He'll try a three up top. Missed it. Rebound Jordan Davis. 13:50 left in the half. 14-9 Wisconsin. Hepburn out high for the Badgers, throwing to Wall on the left wing. Stone with a tight defense. Wall takes him off the dribble, off the left wing, runs it up right hand, good. Wall on the attack, his first bucket. He has 3 points, 16-9 Wisconsin. 13:30 left in the first half. Tyler Perry at the center circle against Chucky Hepburn. A bounce to Huntsberry, high on the right. Huntsberry shadowed by Klesman, looking over a Martinez screen. Huntsberry drives off the left wing. In the lane, throws it to Martinez, right corner, back to Huntsberry, 7 on the shot clock. Huntsberry high on the right, 4 to shoot. Huntsberry tries a 3 at the top off the left side iron, no good. Davis the rebound for Wisconsin. Outlet to Hepburn, Chucky at the top of the circle. Leaves it for Wall, hands it back to Hepburn. Throws the Wall, fakes the 3, goes behind the back on the dribble, long 2 on the way, back rim and out, no good. Rebound Stone. Outlet to Perry for North Texas. 12:48 left in the half, 16-9 Wisconsin. Perry against Hepburn. A little help now from Jordan Davis, who gets him on a switch. Perry, left foul line extended, feeds Huntsberry at the top of the circle. Works the right lane line near the block against Jordan Davis. Huntsberry backing with 10 to shoot. Throws it out to Reuben Jones. Right lane lines. Hits the brakes. Soft pass deflected. Batted around inside. And on the floor is Hepburn, but threw away the outlet to Huntsberry. Goes to the rim, and the layup is good. And it's 16-11, Wisconsin with 12:15 left in the half. And they trade turnovers, and North Texas gets the bucket off the Wisconsin miscue. Jordan Davis starts the offense, throwing to Klesman. Feeds Hepburn near the left corner. Chucky baseline left, darts it out to Gilmore at the top, out to Jordan Davis right point. Inside feed, Wall low on the right, turns and scores. Counted and a foul. And one for Tyler Wall, who now has 5 for Wisconsin. And the lead is 7 as we have an official timeout. The All of Us research program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. The foul assessed to Matthew Stone, his first from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 11:59 left in the first half. Wisconsin 18, North Texas 11. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Use your energy. Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Wisconsin basketball. Also brought to you by U.S. Bank. Put your trust in a bank that's been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC. This is normally when we would have a U.S. Bank scoreboard update, but not a lot going on here. We got two NIT games here tonight. Badgers and North Texas in progress. Utah Valley and UAB, the nightcap. The winners will play Thursday night here in Las Vegas. 18-11. Wisconsin leads North Texas with 11:59 left in the first half.
Tyler Wallace scored the last two baskets for Wisconsin. I'm not sure North Texas has got a good matchup off the bench on Tyler. He scored the last one on Matthew Stone, who's 6'4", 205 pounds. I don't know that he has enough size or strength to compete with Wall inside on the previous basket. The rotation was sound for North Texas, but Wall was able to shoot over the top of two players in the paint. So we'll see how they try to cope or adjust to Tyler Wall.
And try to muscle his way in there as well. And those are the kind of things we were seeing from Tyler. And then that injury on January 3rd against Minnesota, that was a nasty ankle injury. And he missed three games. And it just, that's a slow healer, man. And now we've been seeing some flashes of like, okay, this guy is like back in gear right now.
No question. In addition, I don't know how good or strong the North Texas bench is right now.
Right.
There's some questions about the availability of players, and then Tyree Edey, who was a starter for most of the year, got hurt, right?
Yeah.
And so that's compromised their depth.
Yeah, he's playing with a soft pass or a heavy wrap in the last couple of NIT games. Young man out of Middleton. His father was on the strength staff, Ray Edey, strength staff at Wisconsin for athletic in the Wisconsin athletic department for several years. Tyler Wall back at the foul line where he is one of two early on trying to finish a three-point play. Free throws in the air and it's good. And Stephen Crowell will come back in. Wall sits down. Kamari McGee out there for Wisconsin. Asijan Davis and Gilmore rounding out the five. 19-11 Wisconsin with 11:59 left in the first half. And Scott will inbound to Kai Huntsberry. Sissoko, Stone, and Perry rounding out the five for the Mean Greens. Huntsberry sets the offense, gets a screen from Sissoko. Huntsberry left foul line extended, feeds Perry against Kamari McGee. Perry a step back three, left side, nothing but net. Third three for Tyler Perry. 19-14 Wisconsin, 11:38 left in the first half. Kamari McGee out front throwing to Crowell on the right wing. Crowell finds a Siege low on the right shot, blocked by Huntsberry inside. And I think they got a foul on him. They did. Boy, got a lot of ball, got some body as well. And Connor Siege will go to the free throw line.
It's kind of vintage of Siege. We've seen how quickly he moves without the basketball. Had a step on Huntsberry, but it appeared Huntsberry, at least to his thinking, had the block shot, but that was not the call.
Siege, an 88% free throw shooter, 17 of his last 18 in recent games. He'll get a couple of strokes. 19-14 Wisconsin, 11:30 left in the first half. First free throw for Connor is good.
The early scouting report, by the way, on Tyler Perry, pretty accurate. The coaches told me that he's a better three-point shooter than Darius McGee, but not as good on the drive or off the dribble.
I'll say with McGee, he could score all kinds of ways. Asijan makes both free throws. 21-14 Wisconsin with 11:27 left in the first half. And Tyler Perry with three threes already for the Mean Green. Hunts very high on the left. A hedge and a screen from Crowd. Now turns it back to Asijan. Stone with a flip to Perry. High on the right. He'll feed Huntsbury, left of the circle. Huntsbury puts it on the deck, in the lane against Asijan. Low on the right, goes up and in. Off the glass with the right hand. Kai Huntsbury with four, 21-16 Wisconsin, with 11:02 left in the half. Huntsbury able to work on Connor Asijan there. Crow right wing, feeds Gilmore, top of the arc. A pass for Asijan, quick release three, right side, back iron, no good. And the rebound to Aaron Scott of North Texas. Mean Green down five and with the ball. Huntsbury on the left wing, working baseline. Whistle and a block is called on Asijan. Could not get there in time, trying to get the charge. He's called for the block, and that is two on Connor Asijan.
We've kind of seen this all season, too. Anybody isolated on Connor Asijan is going to do one thing.
No
it's
doubt.
That drive the ball.
No doubt. Max Klesman, Chucky Hepburn, and Tyler Wall will come back in for Wisconsin. Go, 10:44 left in the first half. Mean Green inbounding. Huntsbury baseline left into Perry. Wide open off of an illegal screen. Yes, Sissoko picked off Kamari McGee. That's what got Perry open. And Kelly Pfeiffer was all over it. And the foul on Sissoko is his first. Ulai Sissoko, his first foul. Badgers break the backcourt pressure easily on the inbounds pass. Matter of fact, to Klesman. Goes into Crowell, right of the lane, backing on Sissoko, draws the double. Gets it out there to Klesman, two-man game. Crowell again, a dig from Huntsbury, a throw to McGee. Tap pass over to Hepburn, left corner three on the way. Good! The third three for Chucky Hepburn. 24-16 Wisconsin, 10:20 left in the half.
Great ball move by Wisconsin, moving from the right block all the way to the left wing corner. Contested shot, he still made it.
Tyler Perry bounces to Kai Huntsbury, high on the right. Max Klesman digging in defensively. Huntsbury on the left-hand dribble across the top of the circle. Works left of the ring against Klesman. Takes the dribble to the right side, right of the paint. Goes across court, Matthew Stone. He'll try a three in the wing. He'll hit it. Stone, just a 23% three-point shooter. You wouldn't know it there. 24-19 Wisconsin, 9:50 left in the half. Klesman at the top of the circle for Wisconsin. Throwing to Wall left point, refeeds Klesman. Max between the circles. Working off a Crowell screen, three in the air. Klesman, that's short, just struck the front rim. Rebound, Wall low on the right, and he will get the putback. 26-19 Wisconsin, 9:30 left in the first half. The Badgers are 9 of 14 from the field, 4 of 7 from distance. Huntsbury top of the circle, left-hand dribble, stops left of the lane, bounces to Perry, a three over McGee, a rounded out, no good. Rebound, Klesman for Wisconsin. 9:12 left in the half, 7-point lead for the Badgers. Klesman on the dribble, kicks to McGee, right corner three, off the back of the rim, no good. Stone the rebound, outlet to Perry. Perry right sideline of the front court, and Kamari McGee reaching in is called for the foul. That'll be his first and the team's fourth. 26-19 Wisconsin with exactly 9 minutes left of the first half. Scott inbounds to Perry, who gets instructions from his head coach, Grant McCaslin. He has done terrific work in this North Texas program located in Denton, Texas. Kai Huntsbury high on the right, left-hand dribble, top of the circle, splits two defenders, leans in, 14-footer, good, off the window. Huntsbury was 6, 26-21 Wisconsin, 8:38 left in the half. Wall throwing to Klesman. Max at the top of the circle against Stone. Bounce pass to Wall, left of the lane against Aaron Scott. Back out to Klesman, turns it to Hepburn, feeds McGee. He'll try a three, and it's a rounded out, no good. Crowd the offensive rebound. Hepburn, a logo three. Yes, sir! From the NIT logo on the right side, a bucket. And Wisconsin leads 29-21. There's a stoppage here.
You're going to have a foul, too, on North Texas. The basket's going to count. There's a little shove underneath.
Yeah, I think they got Aaron Scott there. That's going to be his second foul, so a big opportunity for quite the productive possession as Scott just picked up his second foul. And Hepburn will inbound, baseline left, loops it in the wall, back to Chucky, heat check, left side, got it again! On fire is Chucky Hepburn, timeout, North Texas. Five threes in the first half for Chucky Hepburn. And we've got a break in the action here in Las Vegas. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 8:13 left in the half. Wisconsin 32, North Texas 21. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast tonight with a chance for scattered snow showers. Lows level off around 18. Winds out of the west 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, high of 33. Lows dip down to about 12. Tomorrow night, clear skies. A dusting of snow tonight with another dusting Thursday through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 43.
Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. Badger Hoops also brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Chucky Hepburn, 5 of 5 from distance. 8:13 left in the first half. Wisconsin 32, North Texas 21.
Grant McCaslin's got to be looking at his assistants, especially the one who put together a scouting report on Wisconsin. Where's that coming from? I mean, we pointed out Chucky was only 4 of his last 23 from the three-point line coming into this game. This is the most triples he's had since Penn State in early February.
He wasn't kidding when he was telling me yesterday that, no, these rims are all right. I like these rims. His high, career high for threes in a game was back last November when he had 6 against Wake Forest. Grant McCaslin using a timeout. Kai Huntsbury brings it up. Badgers up 11 with 8:10 left in the first half. And play is stopped as it's like, Hepburn. It's like he was grimacing there a little bit, but I think he's all right. So, yep, we'll play on. Checking to make sure everything is good. And here we go. It's Huntsbury out between the arcs. 8:05 left in the half. Badgers up 32-21. Huntsbury between the circles. Takes the dribble to the right side against Klesman. Gives off to Tyler Perry against Chucky between the arcs. A hedge on the screen from Crow. Turns it back to Hepburn. Into Sissoko in the lane. Up right hand. Short. Rebound battle for it. Knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. Nice touch by Mulai Sissoko of North Texas.
And that hard hedge did its purpose. It got the ball out of the hands of Perry.
Crow with that using those feet to get back into play. Here's Jordan Davis. A bounce for Hepburn. Whips it into Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell against Sissoko. Single coverage. Crowell backing. Turns up right hand off the left side iron. No good. The rebound to Matthew Stone. And now Tyler Perry brings it up for North Texas. No double there on Crowell on that last possession. Perry again. Hedged by Crowell. Perry kills the dribble. Goes off the Huntsberry into Sissoko. Left block against Crowell. Single coverage. A dig from Hepburn. One pump. Sissoko throws it up. Missed, but a foul. And they're going to get Crowell there, I believe. Kelly Pfeiffer on the call. Might be Hepburn actually on the dig. Let's see. Free throws coming up for Mulai Sissoko. And it will be assessed to Hepburn. That'll be his first and the team's fourth. Sissoko, 7 of 13 at the foul line this season. First free throw is good. He started a couple of games, but averaged 8.2 minutes per game. But in their last outing against Oklahoma State, he was out there for 35 minutes in an overtime win for North Texas.
He didn't play much at Dayton in the 2 years he was there either, did
he? Yep, he did not. Very modest stats, about 7 minutes a game. Second free throw, Sissoko is too long, no good. Jordan Davis the rebound. 32-22, Wisconsin, 7:05 left in the first half. Hepburn to the front court for Wisconsin against Huntsberry. Straight up defense from North Texas. Tyler Wall flips to Hepburn. Huntsberry defends, a lob in the wall, streaking to the rim. He'll catch and finish. Layup is good for Tyler Wall. Off the feed from Hepburn, 34-22, Wisconsin. 6:45 left in the first half. Tyler Perry at the center circle against Hepburn. A bounce for Huntsberry, high in the right. High Huntsberry holds it off the left hip. On the left-hand dribble now. Stops left elbow. Feeds Jaden Martinez. Baseline left, trying to back on Wall. Throws it out to Perry. Quick close by Hepburn. Perry driving. Lost the handle. Went to the floor. Out of bounds. Last touch by Wisconsin.
Don't you think that Hepburn is also relishing the opportunity to check Tyler Perry?
Very much so. Four on the shot clock. 6:23 in the game clock. Here in the first half. 34-22 Wisconsin. North Texas inbounding. Perry baseline left. Gets it into Huntsberry with two to shoot. With one, Huntsberry into Sissoko. Shot clock violation. So Wisconsin gets the stop. Up 12. Back on offense with 6:19 to play.
Yes, really tight defense applied by Klesman on Huntsberry. Forced him to give up the ball.
North Texas had a couple shot clock violations early in that game against Oklahoma State. Doesn't sound like it's too out of the ordinary. Here's Crowell handing off to Hepburn. Chucky on the dribble at the right elbow. Hepburn works his way into the lane. Bounces to Crowell. Mid-post right against Sissoko. Still single coverage. Crowell pivots. Goes up right hand. Good off the window. First points for Crowell. 36-22 Wisconsin with 5:50 left in the half. So Grant McCaslin mixing things up as they went again single coverage on Crowell. A couple of possessions in a row they've done that. Huntsberry, a pull-up foul line jumper is good. And Kai Huntsberry has 8. 36-24 Wisconsin. Hepburn finds the running. Crowell low in the left. Layup good. Crowell on the rim run. 4 for Stephen Crowell. 38-24 Wisconsin with 5:23 left in the first half. 38 points for Wisconsin. North Texas, on average, allows 55.7 a game. Perry, deep three, right side. He missed it, but he was fouled by Klesman. That's two on Max, and that is a three-shot foul.
So is Max upset at himself, upset that he put himself in that position, or just upset in general?
Yes. And he's going to be sitting. I think maybe the call there. He was looking back at Kelly Pfeiffer. We're going to see Isaac Lindsay momentarily. Remember, Asijan is on the bench with two fouls. And Tyler Perry, who is 87% at the free throw line. The first of three is good.
I've been enjoying listening to Stan Van Gundy on the color of many college games. And his pet peeve is fouling a three-point shooter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it just gets under his skin so much.
Turn a 42% shooter with 287%
shooter. You got it down. Yep.
He's right. Second free throw is good. Lindsay in for Klesman. Aaron Scott back in there. Martinez sits down. Reuben Jones in for Stone. 38-26 Wisconsin. And the third free throw for Perry is good. He makes them all. He has 12. And backcourt pressure from North Texas. 38-27 Wisconsin. 5:08 left in the half. Badgers break it. Wall to the front court, right side. Out there with Crowell, Davis, Hepburn, and Lindsey. Stephen Crowell at the top. Throws to Lindsey. Baseline left. Loops it back out to Hepburn. Chucky with 12 to shoot. Goes inside. A tough pass for Wall. Can't get there. It goes out of bounds. Turnover Wisconsin. That's number three against the Badgers. So a chance for North Texas to get it to single digits. 4:48 left in the half. 38-27 Wisconsin. That's Berry high on the right. Jordan Davis defending. Huntsberry turns down the screen, right of the lane, darts at the Reuben Jones, feeds Martinez, turns to Perry on the right side. Perry to the free throw line, back out to Martinez, sends it back to Perry. Right wing, hooks it to Martinez, snaps off a three straight away, is off the rim, no good. Rebound, Jordan Davis for Wisconsin. 4:20 left in the half, 38-27 the Badgers. Hepburn left side of the front court against Huntsberry. Chucky gives off the Wall between the circles, back to Hepburn. Chucky baseline left, slipped it to Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell against Martinez, backing his Crowell, turns left shoulder, up right hand, short. Rebound comes down to Martinez. 4 minutes left in the half, 38-27 Wisconsin. Tyler Perry to the front court, right of the lane, back out to Martinez. He'll try another three straight away, missed it again. Long rebound, Huntsberry able to save it to Aaron Scott. Second chance for North Texas. Reuben Jones throws to Martinez, mid post right, out to Huntsberry, a couple of shot fakes, top of the circle, throws to Jones, shot clock at 5, Jones right wing, feeds Perry, 2 to shoot, Perry steps back, 3 in the air straight away, is good, it's a 2, a long 2 for Tyler Perry, 38-29 Wisconsin, 3:20 left in the first half. Stephen Crowell, top of the circle for Wisconsin against Martinez. Crowell hands off to Hepburn. Chucky is left open, tries a three, and his first missed from long range, and it goes out of bounds to North Texas.
A little indecisiveness on his part maybe cost him an opportunity to make that shot, don't you agree?
Too much time to think about it. So North Texas has cut it to 9 as we are at the under 4 media timeout. We'll take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 3:05 left of the first half. Wisconsin 38, North Texas 29. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
College sports are full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let the F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today. 3:05 left in the first half. Wisconsin 38, North Texas 29.
Probably regret saying this, but I don't know that there's anybody other than Perry and Huntsberry really scares you offensively from what we've seen here in the first half.
No, it's fair.
Huntsberry, I will give him a lot of credit. He gets inside the defense. He's got a good mid-range jumper.
He's strong. Both Huntsberry and Perry had no D1 offers coming out of high school.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, Huntsbury went to University of Mary, as we mentioned, a D2 school in North Dakota. Tyler Perry was at Coffeyville Community College, helped that team to a junior college national championship a couple of years ago.
So when you say Coffeyville, the first thing I think about is Roy Boone.
Yeah.
And the 2 years that he spent there before joining the Badgers and being part of that 2000 Final Four run. He's coaching now, right? Madison College,
yeah.
Madison Hall of Famer. Then when you say University of Mary, the first guy I think about is Tim Miles,
yeah.
who's like an alum from that program, now coaching at San Jose State after, about 7 years at Nebraska, wasn't it, Tim?
Yep.
And a little Big Ten Network action as well.
Wisconsin led not long ago, 38-24, but the Badgers have been dry for about the last 2.5 minutes. North Texas has scored the last 5 points to pull within 9. Lindsey, McGee, Hepburn, Gilmore, and Crowell out there for Wisconsin. It'll be North Texas ball. Aaron Scott, Reuben Jones, Mulai Sissoko, Kai Huntsbury, and Tyler Perry out there for the Mean Green. Here comes Reuben Jones. He averages 6.5 a game. Has not scored so far in this semifinal round. Jones on the dribble. Left in the lane, lost the handle, picked up by Sissoko, and then getting in there is Isaac Lindsey in the tie-up. Arrow belongs to North Texas. I think Isaac Lindsey, he doesn't play a ton, but you think of that Purdue game, he came off the bench and gave Wisconsin a lift. When he gets out there, he is not shot. Gets in there and tries to make some things happen. Perry baseline left, will inbound to Sissoko, left of the circle. He's off the Huntsbury, top of the key, feeds Perry, squares up, takes a three, good, and one, no, wipe it out. Illegal screen, it looks like.
They got Perry.
Yeah, he kicked up his foot on the shot. You got it. And Tyler Perry got caught by Kelly Pfeiffer. Take away the three, and there's a big break for Wisconsin.
Kamari McGee was chasing him. Had a little separation on McGee, but he's called for kicking up his foot as he was releasing the shot.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, just enough, I guess. 2:43 left in the half, 38-29 Wisconsin. Here's McGee, left side. They're leaving him open. He'll take the dare. Left side three, rattles out, no good. And Lindsey is called for the foul, trying to tip it and keep it alive. So they're daring Kamari, and he just has been unable to knock down that jumper here so far. He's 0 for 3.
Yeah, over the last 18 games, I did the math. He's 3 of 18 from the field, so you'd give him that shot, too. You'd invite it.
2:34 left in the half, 38-29 Wisconsin. Huntsbury brings it up for North Texas. Pass it through the midcourt NIT logo. Hepburn defending. Pass for Perry, turns it back to Huntsbury. On the left side, Huntsbury against Hepburn. Huntsbury right lean line, goes up off the glass, no good. Rebound, Gilmore. Strong board by Carter Gilmore with 2:10 left in the half. Still a 9-point lead for the Badgers. Hepburn right sideline front court, hands off to Isaac Lindsey. Floats it to Kamari McGee. Kamari left of the lane, backing on Barry. Runs it out to Gilmore, feeds Lindsey. Shot fake, steps back, three in the air, right side, money. Isaac Lindsey, I told you, he's not shy. 41-29 Wisconsin, a minute 47 left in the first half. Huntsbury to the front court. Goes to Jones, flips it back to Huntsbury between the circles. Huntsbury against Hepburn, left of the circle. Huntsbury kills the dribble, gives off to Perry against Kamari McGee. Tyler Perry shuffles right of the lane. Shot fake, turns the left side to Aaron Scott, bobbles, gathers, gets it back to Perry. Three to shoot, two to shoot. Perry deep three, left side, air ball, shot clock violation. Badgers get it back up 12 with a minute 19 left in the first half.
You gotta love the way Kamari McGee handled that possession defensively against Perry. He gave him no space. That's the whole key. When you get shooters like Tyler Perry or Darius McGee, you give them a little space and they'll take advantage
of
it.
All they need, right? Here comes McGee up the middle to the front court for the Badgers. A throw to Hepburn against Huntsbury, high on the left. Chucky with 5 threes in this first half, throwing to McGee, baseline right, on the drive, through the lane, feeds Isaac Lindsey left side. Isaac off the wing, a pass for Gilmore. Gilmore one dribble, shuffles it to Hepburn, 10 on the shot clock, 58 seconds left in the half. Hepburn, little spin move, left of the lane, turns it out to Lindsey, left pocket three, that's an air ball, rebound, Gilmore tipping, and a foul called on Gilmore, trying to tip it in, that'll be his first. as a player. It's actually a loose ball there. It's team foul number six against Wisconsin. Tyler Wall will come in for Gilmore. 49 seconds left in the half. 41-29 Wisconsin. And that actually is team foul number seven, that loose ball foul. So Matthew Stone will go to the line for a 1-1. He is 8 of 10 at the foul line this season. 6'4 sophomore, Oklahoma native. 1-1 for Stone on the way. Short rebound, Lindsey. 47 seconds left in the half. 41-29 Wisconsin. Pepburn left side of the front court around a Crowell screen. Chucky goes to Kamari McGee in the paint. Goes up right hand. Off the rim, no good. Rebound back tap to Hepburn. Second chance, Wisconsin. 30 seconds left in the half. 17 on the shot clock. Hepburn left edge of the center circle. Greg Gard has his guys play on. 10 to shoot. Hepburn still pounding the dribble. 7 to shoot. Chucky for 3. Left side. Back rim no good. Rebound inside Wall. Knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin with 14 and a half seconds left in the half. And I think Greg Gard will take the use it or lose it timeout now. And he will. With 14 and a half seconds left in the first half. 41-29, Wisconsin leading North Texas.
Badgers kind of utilizing their size on this extended possession with a back tap and then the rebound. Wall got his hands on the ball, so we'll see if they can convert now, make some points at the end of this half, give them a little more momentum going in at halftime. I don't know that anything is safe anymore in college basketball,
no.
So I don't even venture to go down that path.
No, and I know everybody will say, well, North Texas, deliberate pace, all that. You're right.
But you get a three-point score like Perry.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I mean score, not a shooter. Anyone can shoot threes. This guy shoots them and makes them.
He's 3 of 7 from distance is Perry. 14 points, 4 of 8 overall. Hepburn with 15 points, 5 of 8 overall, and 5 of 7 from deep.
I think one of the amazing narratives is that Perry went from the sixth man of the year to the conference player of the year.
He was sixth man of the year and was still first team all-conference USA. I mean, this guy is, he's fun to watch. 14 and a half seconds left in the half. Shot clock dark. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. On the right wing. Bounces out to McGee. Down to 10 seconds. Kamari at the point. Finds Crowell at the top of the circle. 7 seconds. Crowell hands to Hepburn. Deep three straight on. Off the rim, no good. Rebound loose. And a tip from Lindsey. No good. The first half has come to an end. And the Badgers with a 12-point lead going into the locker room. Entertaining first half. People were talking about a deliberate pace. Yeah, not so much. 41 points for the Fighting Badgers through the first 20 minutes. 15 of 31 from the field at the half at Orleans Arena in Las Vegas. Our American Family Insurance broadcast table. The score, Wisconsin 41, North Texas 29. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
I'm in Las Vegas as NIT semifinal game, Wisconsin 41, North Texas 29. Chucky Hepburn with 15 points to lead the way. Tyler Wall with 10. Connor Esegin with 7. Stephen Crowell with 4. 3 for Isaac Lindsey and 2 points for Max Klesmet. The Mean Green led by Tyler Perry. He has 14. Kai Huntsbury with 8. 3 for Mulai Sissoko, 3 for Matthew Stone, and 1 for Jaden Martinez. At the half, Wisconsin 41, North Texas 29. Mike returns with the SVA halftime interview in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
If you're looking for long-lasting dependability in starters, alternators, or power steering products, the complete line of Genco BBB branch products are now specially priced and in stock at the owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. BBB products are the mechanic's choice because they meet or exceed OE specifications. So for cranking performance, you can really count on, just ask for BBB at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. We get it.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept. When something really bad happens, that's when, you know, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
The countdown to saving Zion at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Lakes Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod, Tough Curls, and the bench press. The Crazy Lakes Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Wisconsin leads North Texas 41-29 at halftime. The semifinals in the NIT here in Vegas. Badgers lost to Ohio State Big Ten tournament. Didn't get into the NC2A tournament field. Ask Carter Gilmore, how did this team refocus for the NIT?
Obviously, that wasn't how we wanted to end our season, and left a kind of bitter taste in our mouth. So I think just our team knowing that we didn't play to the best of our ability and that we had some basketball to play. So we just wanted to go out there and prove to not only ourselves, but to just everyone that, you know, we're a good team. And just because we didn't make the NCAA tournament, that we're going to be ready for next year. So we just had the mindset that we're going to go out there, play basketball, and give it our all. And whatever happened was going to happen. So
have you been building momentum, too? So you beat Bradley, and that kind of leads into Liberty, and Liberty leads into Oregon?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when you play tournaments, it's quick turnarounds, it seems you haven't played before most of the time and stuff like that. So obviously when you can stack some wins together and you gain momentum, as we've seen this year with some teams, that when you got momentum, especially in a year like this, it can help a lot. So, but now you're hearing all these teams have won three in a row. So, but it definitely helps gaining momentum and confidence in all of us. So I think we've been playing better each game, and hopefully we can just keep stacking on the wins.
More of our halftime interview brought to you by SVA is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Save big with 11% off everything at Menards. Get a beautiful view with new windows from Jeldwyn. We have over 100 sizes and styles in stock. Or customize your dream window, any size, any shape, made just for you. With our Design and Buy program, get a 24 by 24 inch sliding window for $79.99 after 11% rebate. Good through April 2nd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin leads North Texas 41-29 at halftime. What is the motivation? What is the driving force behind the Badgers right now? I ask Carter Gilmore.